It's confounded Chada Sita Prabhupada ki. Vaishnava Kaur ki. So we will have the official welcoming
Официально.
This evening. I'm giving a seminar now and then Bhakti Vikash.
Večeras ćemo oficijalno otvoriti
kamp.
Sada je moj seminar, onda će biti Bhakti Vikash sami seminar I onda ćemo imati ceremoniju otvorenja.
I'm only here for a few days as well as Bhakti Vikash Maharaj, so we're
ovdje
starting off.
Samo nekoliko dana kao I Bhakti Vikash Maharaj. I večeras počinjemo s našim seminarima, stoga da možemo više biti s vama.
Can everyone hear the translations?
Možete li svi čuti prijevod?
I mean the language. I'm doing the translating actually. Can everyone hear who needs to hear?
Možete li svi čuti?
So you see how this is going to work? No.
It's actually also the translation is also too loud because it's I can't hear you then.
How we adjust this? What do we do?
Sad će malo slijediti prijevod.
Those who are only speaking Croatian should be maybe closer to the amplifier.
Može da bude bolje bliže ovom zvučniku tamo. Koji ne znaju engleski.
Yes.
Pogledajte u Rudi, on pokazuje tamo
zvučnik. Those who need to hear just the Croatian, please closer to the amplifier.
Znači bakte koji govore samo hrvatski, molim vas približite se desnom zvučniku gdje je bakta Rudi.
So I think on the board it mentioned that I was going to give the course on leadership.
But several devotees asked
if I would give a course on transforming anger.
A bhakti su me pitali hoće li dati seminar o transformiranju ljutnje.
As the leadership may not be applicable for everyone, although I would have given it in such a way that it would apply for everyone. So this course, I'll talk about it more tonight. But basically, we're going to address this particular anartha called krodha, which is anger.
And
some ways how it is very good. And we can use it in Krishna's service.
Način vidjeti kako je vrlo dobro
and of course, so many ways how it's unhealthy.
Službi Krišne,
and what we can do
kako nije
so that
zdrava,
it does not overpower
us. Da nas ona ne nadvlada.
But I want to start out first with asking,
ali prvo ću
how many of you in here distinctly feel that you have a problem
da imate
with anger?
Problem s ljutnjom.
Okay, so this is you're in the right place.
Dakle, na pravom ste mjestu.
All right. And those who didn't raise their hand,
osobe koje su digle ruku,
by the time the course is over, maybe you have even a greater problem.
Osobe koje su digle ruku, možda će imati još I veći problem dok
ne
završi seminar.
There are some distinct things.
Postoje neke određene stvari.
That manifest when we
manifestiraju.
I have an anger problem.
Kada imamo problem s ljutnjom.
And when we don't know it.
I kad to ne znamo.
We have one we know, it's a little more obvious because we're explosive. It comes out in certain ways.
Kada imamo problem, kada smo eksplozivni I to izlazi na razne
But some
načine,
of the things that appear
neke stvari koje se pojavljaju,
or that happens to us
ili koje nam se događaju,
when we are having
kada imamo
an anger problem and not aware of it.
Ja nismo toga svjesni.
Is that if you're holding grudge towards someone?
Ako ste ljuti prema nekome iznutra.
Let's write on the board.
Imate neku blokadu prema nekoj osobi.
So these are some situations
postoje neke situacije
where it's not so obvious
kada to
the
nije
one is having an anger problem.
Da
one,
imate problem
you're holding a grudge.
Prvo, ako ste prema nekome koji imate neki neugodnu blokadu prema nekome, ljuti ste
so,
iznutra, ne pokazujete.
Just like in the Skanda Purana,
baš kao što je u Skanda Purana
makes a list of what is called categories of Vaishnava aparat.
Kategorija uvreda prema Vaishnavama.
You need a darker pen. We don't have? No magic marker?
Pa ima moj pro.
Yeah, that won't show. In this Skanda Purana, it emphasizes
Skanda Purana naglašava
that once you not murder a Vaishnava,
osa ne bi trebala ubiti Vaishnava,
once you not hold grudge toward a Vaishnava,
imati taj osjećaj
once you not blaspheme
a Vaishnava, ne bi trebalo vrijeđati, kritizirati Vaishnavu,
be careful to receive a Vaishnava properly,
I trebalo bi ga pravilno primiti,
and that one was not happy when seeing a Vaishnava.
Osoba koja nije sretna kada vidi Vaishnava,
all of these are considered different types of offenses.
Da, sve su to uvrede Vaishnava.
So sometimes we're thinking we're not having an anger problem.
Ponekad mislimo da nemamo problem s ljutnjom, ali
we're not eager to see some Vaishnava, we're holding
ako
some grudge.
Ne želimo vidjeti nekog Vaishnava. Ako smo ljuti i zbog na nekom Vaishnavi.
That's not every case.
But
often we have
tako, nego,
chronic illness.
Kroničnu,
some chronic illnesses.
Aha, kroničnu bolest neku.
Is due to anger.
Zbog ljutnje.
That's hell within.
Koja se, koju zadržavamo unutra, unutar sebe.
Just like some people.
Baš kao što neki
ljudi very su vrlo introverted.
Introvertni.
They seem never to get angry.
Da nikad ne postaju ljuti.
And so they just don't show it.
Ali i onda naravno samo to ne pokazuju.
And they pretend to smile and they always okay.
Da se smiju i da je sve dobro.
And they're burning inside.
A u sebi izgaraju.
And so what happens?
A ono što se
znači događa, that kind of anxiety
takva vrsta
begins to also affect different organs
također,
within the body.
And it can cause organe, it can cause u tijelu i može izazvati bolest.
Another third, another aspect.
A treći aspekt.
Of anger
ljutnje
that
je,
may not be
koji možda
manifested
nije manifestiran izvana,
but is held within.
Već se zadržava iznutra.
It's just sometimes a serious lack of appreciation.
Nekad
lack of appreciation.
Nedovoljno cijenimo druge.
Of other sadhus.
Druge sadhue.
Sometimes these three.
Ponekad
are three internal things that's held within.
Stvari,
anger
zadržane unutra, to je ljutnja koja je zadržana.
So most
of
you know
unutra,
that you have a problem with anger as it is manifested externally.
Mnogi od vas
and
znaju da imaju problem s ljutnjom, pokazuju, ali mnogi koji nemaju koji misle da nemaju problem,
three,
pogledajte u ove tri kategorije i razmislite da li
that you have a problem of anger,
i ako se pronalazite u jednoj od njih, vjerojatno imate problem s ljutnjom, ali ona nju toliko zadržava
tih
unutra da to radi protiv vas.
Znači,
tijekom seminara ćemo pročitati različite šastre,
šastričke
i neke
where anger is expressed.
I neke zabave u kojima se
ispoljava
ljutnja i gledat ćemo što se događa kad smo ljuti, što to nama čini na fizičkom nivou, psihosocijalnom nivou i najvažnije na duhovnom nivou.
So by the time the course is over,
i dok seminar ne završi,
we will have learned various technologies
razne tehnologije
of how to be able to deal with our anger.
Se nositi s vlastitom ljutnjom.
We're also going to look at certain instances when anger is very, very good.
Kada je ljutnja vrlo, vrlo dobra.
When it's very healthy.
Kada je vrlo zdravo.
And necessary.
I potrebna.
So that we'll look at maybe more
I to
tomorrow.
Pogledati možda
but
bolje,
today we want to start
sutra,
off
danas
our first reading from Srimad Bhagavatam
3.12.11.
But just before I do this,
prije nego što to učinim,
we want to remind you,
we'll
write this on the board. To help with our learning,
ono što će, nešto što
about
će nam 70
percent,
znači 75%
of our understanding,
oko 70% našeg razumijevanja i učenja dolazi iz razgovora.
It's a stronger way of
to
how
to learn način kako nešto naučiti.
80%
a 80%
can come even more.
Može doći, znači čak I više može doći.
Participating.
Iz sudjelovanja u neku.
That is directly involving oneself.
Znači direktnog uključivanja.
Discussion, you're speaking.
U diskusiji,
participating,
u razgovaranju.
That you involve your body in different ways sometimes also.
Znači možete čak nekad I tijelo u stvari.
And
90% a 90% učenja se događa. Dubljeg učenja se događa
when we teach.
Kada mi poučavamo u stvari sami. Nekog.
We've shared some of these things in previous
nekako
courses.
Stvari smo rekli I u prošlim
as we look at a larger category of ways of how we can learn better. But these are three of the most powerful ways,
kako bolje
especially
učiti.
In Kali Yuga.
To su jedan,
our memories are a little dull.
Načina, Kali Yugi za učenje, jer
especially
naša
teaching.
Memorija nije dobro
keep in mind now, like when you read something,
zapamtite, kada nešto
if you read in the
čitate,
mindset that you're going to have to share it with somebody else. You're going to have to explain it to someone else. Then when you read it, you understand it even better. When you hear something and you hear it in the spirit that I'm going to have to explain this or teach this to someone else, you will be able to process it in a deeper level.
moći će to dobro variti.
But one of the things keep in mind when you are reading or you're hearing, you're studying.
I uvijek razmišljate o tome.
Consider if I have to explain this.
Proučavate, mislite,
to my mother, to my father.
Moram objasniti ovo ili majci ili
another devotee.
Ili nekom drugom bhakti.
How would I share this?
Kako bi ja to s njime podijelio?
So as you are studying,
dakle, dok učite,
now take it in a deeper perspective in the consciousness, be able to share it.
Kako bi to mogli podijeliti.
So, in this course then,
znači,
we're going to emphasize a lot of discussion
puno razgovor,
and we're going to ask everyone to participate.
I zamolit ćemo sve da sudjeluju.
That means when we are doing
znači,
little exercises,
da,
or when somebody comes up to speak,
aha, kad netko,
or when we pass the microphone and somebody is sharing something,
kad netko nešto dijeli, kad dođe ispred,
even though you may not be the one speaking,
čak i ako vi ne govorite,
you should
trebali bi razmišljati
and about yourself as that person is speaking,
aha, kao da ste vi ta
osoba koja govori,
you think how to
apply it in your own case,
kako to primijeniti
that
u
when I'm
slučaju,
sharing something also,
kad budete vi nešto dijelili,
in your own environment,
da to
what that means,
okruženje,
you know, to you,
što to znači vama.
So this way we can maximize
možemo
what we can learn from this course.
Učenje.
And sometimes we're going to have
slučaju
you to team off and to share things with each other also.
A ponekad ćemo raditi
so I mean, this
timove,
is not a course of just listening to me share something. Or listening to somebody
znači,
else speak something.
Vi ne trebate
but this is a course
mene,
where everybody
should
try to take each
drugo,
discussion related to themselves.
Pokušava na svoj primjer,
and when someone else is speaking, that you try to learn from them and you try to relate it to your own life, your environment, etc. Okay, now I want to read something first from Srimad
Bhagavatam.
This is Bhagavatam 3,
12, 11.
Now keep in mind that there are these enemies of the mind.
Sjetite se da postoje ti neprijatelji uma.
We hear again and again.
Iznova i iznova to slušamo.
Kama, lust,
neprijatelji kame ili požude, krode ili ljutnje, lobe ili pohlepe,
greed, mohan and nara, illusion and madness, matsarya, enviousness and baya, fear.
Zavisti
so
i baja
as we are
straha.
Discussing this particular
dakle, ako razgovaramo
enemy, Kroda,
o ovoj, ovom neprijatelju Krodi,
that you are trying
zamislite da se vi
to
pokušavate,
do, something in your life.
Da vi pokušavate učiniti nešto u vlastitom
and you
životu
have certain enemies
i imate neke neprijatelje
who are
koji
always watching
vas uvijek gledaju
you to see how they can destroy you.
Kako vas mogu uništiti.
Dai, si, si, goini, dai, dagana, baladev, radha, krishna. Who else is there? Everybody. Varakum Javi Hari Haribo. The Lord has appeared. Will give us grace. So keep this in mind. You know, during this discussion. That you're trying to be successful. You're trying to do something. You're trying to go somewhere. You're trying to be someone. Or be something. And there's these six or seven enemies that keep finding ways of how to interfere with your life. So today, it's like we're going to address one of these enemies,
Krota.
And so from the next four sessions, we're going to find a way how to minimize this powerful enemy from interfering in our spiritual lives. Now we also consider, once we have all these enemies taken away, then what is left but our pure, unadulterated,
čista,
animated, joyful
i
self.
Veselo jasno naše.
So, who wants to be joyful? I know
ko želi biti sretan? Ja sigurno želim.
So we're going to learn through this course how to be more joyful, how to be happier, how to be less distracted in our spiritual life, which ultimately means how to become more Krishna conscious. So, here Bhagavatam shares something about this enemy, Krodha.
It
talks about the Rudra principle, the Rudra principle, in connection with the motive passion. So, the motive passion is mainly where this enemy hides. So we're already finding out how it hides.
I sad već znamo gdje se skriva.
Kama, the lust, and
I to je povezano sa kamom, požudom ili i ahankarom, lažnim egom.
The lust and false ego
požuda i lažni ego nisu uspostavljeni, onda se taj neprijatelj nema gdje skriti.
Gdje postoji ljutnja, naći ćemo i there's also kama, lust, and there is hankara or false ego.
Ili lažni ego.
The Bhagavatam says
Bhagavatam
the creation
kaže,
of Rudra
kreacija Rudre
from between the
obrva
what of Lord Brahma. Yes, Rudra is coming out
Rudra
of the eyebrows of Brahma
iz obrva Brahma,
as a result of his anger
njegovog,
generated from the motive of passion,
rođen iz gune strasti,
partially touched by ignorance. It is very significant.
I to je vrlo
and
važno.
Bhagavad Gita 3.37, the principle of Rudra is described as kroda, anger. It is the product
to je
of kama,
kame,
lust,
požude,
which is the result of motive passion.
Gune
when lust and hankering are unsatisfied, the element of kroda appears,
onda se kroda pojavi,
which is the formidable enemy of the conditioned soul. This most sinful
duše,
and inimical passion
ta,
is represented
ta,
as a hankara, or the false egocentric attitude of thinking oneself to be all in all.
Da mislimo, da smo
such an eccentric attitude on part of the conditioned soul was completely under the control of material nature.
Duše, je pod
is described in Bhagavad Gita as foolish.
Je Bhagavad Gita
the egocentric attitude is manifested, a manifestation of the Rudra principle in the heart, wherein kroda anger is generated, this anger develops in the heart, and is further manifested through various senses. The other day in Zagreb we were mentioning how
bhakti
is the science of heart connection.
Povezanosti srca.
We see this now. We just celebrated Janmashtami.
Smo baš proslavili Janmashtami, kako je Krishna prvo pojavio u srcu Vasudeve,
then in mind,
je prešao
then transferred to the heart and mind
prešao u srce i u
Devaki.
Devaki.
Lord Brahma,
gospodin Brahma,
when the demigods
kad su
were disturbed about the overbearance of sin on the planet,
zbog prevelikog grijeha na planeti,
Brahma,
pitali su Brahmu,
position of going to Shirodakshaya Vishnu to beg some interference.
Vishnu,
it explains
that
the transmission
za neko
that Brahma heard about Krishna appearing was through the heart.
Kako je Brahma kroz srce
so,
čuo kako
what we're finding is that Rudra tries to block the mind and tries to cover over the entrance for Krishna to come through
Krishnu
in the heart.
U srce.
The anger develops in the heart
se
and it is further manifested through various senses. So it's coming,
sjetila.
So the bhakti comes
znači,
from heart
bhakti
and comes out.
U srce
and
I
anger and kroda and lust,
so
many of these things also try to come from the heart and take over,
srce
over the consciousness.
Prekriti svjesnost, preuzeti
when a man,
kada
is it like
čovjek,
the eyes, hands and legs are manifest. Sometimes
znači,
anger is there.
Kroz,
sometimes someone is so angry and they hold it within and it can paralyze even an arm
to,
or
sebi,
it's manifested
to
externally
paralizirati možda ruku. Ako,
to use
se manifestira
so
izvana,
expression
kad
coming from mind heart that acts on the senses when a man is angry he expresses such anger with red hot eyes
on sa crvenim očima,
and sometimes makes a display of clenching his fist
to.
Or kicking his legs.
Nekad možda udara
some people get so angry
ili,
they punch holes
ili,
in a wall, huh?
Ili udaraju
some
zid,
people get so angry then they blush
ljudi,
and their color changes
da
they scream
promijeni,
they cry
da
they yell
vište, plaču,
hopefully
ljute se,
it doesn't happen to any of us too often.
Nadam se da se to nama
this
preč,
exhibition of the Rudra principle is the proof of Rudra's presence in such places. When a man is angry, he breathes very rapidly. So this is just
to su samo neki,
let me read this last one and then we go into some
ovaj
other things.
Pa ćemo
this is also from Bhagavatam.
To je isto iz Bhagavatama.
Canto 4, chapter 2, text number 9. Nishyamana sasadhyas mukhe daksho gritra vishasapam tashma vinishra vidrit manyur Jagama Karuva Niyam Niketanam. Here, this translation purport talks about daksha, how angry caused even a great person to become bewildered and illusion. And it's addressing the story of daksha. Translation. Maharaj continued, my dear Vidura, in spite of all the requests of all the members of the sacrificial assembly, Daksha in great angry, in great anger, cursed Lord Shiva and then left the assembly and went back to home. So many members in the assembly were telling Daksha, Daksha, cool down, Daksha, don't be so disturbed. But Daksha didn't want to listen. So now Prabhupada explains, anger is so detrimental, anger, that even a great personality like Daksha, out of anger, left the arena where Brahma was presiding, and all the great sages and pious and saintly persons were assembled. Even though this was a very auspicious environment, great sages were assembled, Brahma was there. So many devas, so many rishis, so many mahajans, so many sunidars. But Daksha was just so overwhelmed that his anger just took him away. All of them, they requested him not to leave. But infuriated, he left, thinking that this auspicious place was not fit for him. Puffed up by his exalted position, he thought that no one was greater than he in argument. It appears that all members of the assembly, including even Lord Rama, requested him not to be angry and to leave their company, not to leave their company. But in spite of all of these requests,
ali tome, on je otišao.
We've seen sometimes in our own case we get angry
slučaju, ako se
and
ljutimo,
your wife, your husband, somebody says, Prabhu, don't go, Prabhu, don't do that.
Učiniti,
but when one becomes
ali,
too possessed with
the
anger,
obuzeta,
then the intelligence becomes
onda
covered over. This is the effect of cruel anger. In Bhagavad Gita, therefore, it is advised that one who desires to make tangible advancement in spiritual consciousness must avoid three things. What are these three things? Lust, anger, and the motive passion. Prabhupada is saying that in order for one to advance, they must avoid anger, lust, and the motive passion. Actually, we can see that lust, anger, and passion make a man crazy. Even though he be as great as doctor, the very name doctor suggests that he was expert in all material activities. But still, because of this aversion towards such a saintly personality as Shiva, he was attacked by these three enemies, anger, lust, and passion. Lord Chaitanya therefore advised that one may be very careful, one must be very careful not to offend Vaishnavas. He compared offenses toward a Vaishnava to a mad elephant offense. As a mad elephant can do anything horrible, so when a person offends a Vaishnava, he can perform any abominable action. Okay, so here we
saw
how anger is connected with ahankara, false ego, connected with the motive passion,
or
even someone as great as Daksha became overly possessed with anxiety and anger, but even though he was an auspicious place, even though it was an auspicious personality, he simply wanted to leave and depart. Prayer Prabhupada is saying that in order for one to advance, one must conquer over lust and anger and the mode of passion. Okay, now with that in the background, we want to look introspectively at how we can address this anger and later some technologies, spiritual technologies, and how we can chase this enemy as far away from us as possible. So first we want to find out and make a list of it. What goes on in our minds when we're angered? We're angered, we're irate. What are some of the emotions, some of the feelings that we feel? We just want to make a list of these. Was this put at the top? When we feel angry. She's got to grow 2 inches taller, huh? And then just put a line under there. So now you think about this in general, but think about it also specifically. Like on your own case.
Posebno, u stvari u vlastitom slučaju.
What are some of the things that you feel?
Neke stvari koje stvari u stvari
when you feel angry, what are some of the emotions?
Koji osjećaj
you know, that are connected with feeling angry.
Što povezujete s ljutnjom? Koje osjećaje?
Dakle,
htjeli bi da sudjelujete? Želimo uništiti neke stvari.
Destroy, okay?
Želimo uništiti stvari oko sebe.
We want to destroy things. Revenge.
Želimo se osvetiti.
Pride.
Ponosni smo.
We want to conquer.
Želimo nadvladati i vladati u stvari. Želimo biti vladari.
To rule or conquer, yes. Okay, when you feel angry, you feel, but you got to give me an emotion. What's an emotion you feel with that?
Neki osjećaj želim da kažete.
Doesn't go your way. Okay, powerless.
Osjećam se bespomoćno.
Okay.
Frustrirano.
Okay.
Frustracija.
Do you get that?
Želimo kriviti druge.
Blame others. Yes. Yes. Okay.
Osjećamo se da nam je netko napravio nepravdu. We feel like beaten.
Beaten.
Okay. Discouraged. No, beaten.
Discouraged. Discouraged. Okay.
Aggressive.
Unhappy. Yes.
Nesretno.
Think about aggressive in your own mind also. What goes on in your own mind when you get angry?
Što vam se isto događa u umu?
Louder. Hate.
Osjećamo mržnju.
Okay.
I bol.
Blame. Pain.
Bol. Unhappiness.
Louder. Anxiety.
Znači nesretni smo.
The back.
Zbunjeni smo.
Okay.
We are tense.
One or two more. Anyone
tense.
One side. Okay. One more.
Još jedna. Strah.
Do we have fear yet? Fear now. Fear. Okay, that's good. Now, when you see somebody else angry, what do you think, what emotions go to your mind?
Koje emocije osjećate kad vidite nekog drugog koji je ljut?
But when you see someone else,
znači kad vidite nekog drugog u ljutom stanju, što osjećate prema toj osobi?
What are some of the thoughts that goes to your mind?
He said compassion.
Compassion, okay. Fear.
Strah.
Okay, we'll let her catch up a minute here. Okay, compassion.
One person said she is feeling that this person is funny.
Funny? Okay. Yes. She likes to watch somebody who gets angry.
Funny is much smiješan.
Disturbed?
Uznemirena.
Disturbed? I guess it's fear. I'll fear again, or fright and disturbance. Feel hurt.
Znači povrijeđen. There is one person who says she feels like that someone betrayed her. Betrayed.
Betrayed. Okay. This is when you see somebody else angry. You see another person being angry. Okay. If you feel like telling them. Cool down.
Da im kaže, osjeća se da im želi reći da se smire.
Okay. Become angry also.
Vi također postanete ljuti.
Okay, anyone else?
Neko drugi?
Feel a lack of love in that person?
Malo manje volite tu osobu.
You feel the other person's lack of love. Any others?
Yes.
You see someone else?
Neko drugi.
Feel like
osjećate
running away
se
from
da, da odete, želite otići od te osobe.
This is a way to help us remind us.
Na taj način
like when we're angry, how other people
smo,
are seeing us.
Kad smo mi ljudi, kako nas drugi vide.
This is how we see other people when they're angry.
Mi vidimo druge.
We can imagine how they
na taj način
may see
kad
us
su ljudi, pa možemo zamisliti kako oni nas vide. Isto.
Okay. One or two more.
Još jedan ili dva.
She's stupid.
Stupid. Stupid or also.
It's like a sauna in here, huh?
Someone also said nervous. Like
nervous.
Makes her nervous.
Okay. You're scared.
Prestrašena. Također da je ta osoba glupa.
Okay, I think we got an idea.
You just put up a line on the top.
When someone feels angry. Okay, we feel. Okay, now what I want you to think about is an instance
o primjeru,
when you were very angry.
Kada ste vi bili vrlo ljuti. Sjedite se.
Maybe recent or not, but think of an instance when you
bilo to davno ili,
found yourself
ali
really
razmislite kada
angry.
Ste bili doista ljuti.
And I want you just to share that
želim da to podijelite
with
a partner. Koja sjedi do vas, nekim partnerom.
And we're going to let you have about only 1 minute.
Imate oko
that
jednu
you share,
minutu.
And instead you were very angry. Your partner then shared the instance where he was very angry. But before you do that, while you're thinking about it, I'll share
učinite,
one instance.
Dok razmišljate o tome, ja ću isto podijeliti svoj slučaj.
While I share, you can think of yours also.
Dok ja to dijelim s vama, onda možete vi razmišljati o svom.
Remember,
primjeru.
This is about discussion,
se, to je
participation,
razgovaramo
and teaching.
I sudjelujemo I
so, you're not just going to work me, you're going to have to work in this course also.
Morat ćete I vi raditi
you are the teachers,
ovom,
and I will just be the facilitator.
Vi ćete biti učitelji, ja ću
vam
samo to omogućiti.
I have come all the way here to learn from
ja
150-175 devotees, okay? So, you're the teachers.
Aha, ja ću ovdje učiti od 175 bakta, ali podijelit ću jedan primjer sam.
Like right now I'm on a tour,
na
I'm going to be giving about 25 or so different courses in different countries.
Dati ću oko 25
seminara
u raznim zemljama, na oko 20
tema različiti. So last year I was doing also a tour.
Tako sam I prošle godine isto bio na turneji.
And before I left Washington,
I prije nego što sam napustio Washington,
I needed to change my ticket.
Promijeniti kartu.
I had a round the world trip ticket, actually a couple other, but my major
sveta,
round the world trip ticket, I needed to
karta,
change you know, the routing.
Sam je promijeniti.
So we had paid thousands of dollars for this ticket.
Platili smo nekoliko tisuća dolara za tu kartu.
In order to change it,
I kako bi je promijenili,
the travel agent wanted
putnička agencija
a copy of the ticket.
Kopiju karte.
So my secretary, one of the
devotees,
he took my ticket,
uzeo je moju kartu,
put it in the fax machine,
stavio je u fax mašinu,
and tried to fax it
I pokušao je faksirati
to the travel agent. So you can imagine what happened.
Zamislite što se dogodilo.
Is that he ruined the whole ticket.
Cijelu kartu je uništio.
So I walked in the room,
I tako ušao sam u sobu,
and there I see my ticket.
I vidio sam svoju kartu.
All in pieces,
svo u komadićima,
crumbled up. You couldn't hardly read.
Niste ju mogli ni pročitati.
What was there?
Jer je provukao kroz
I asked him.
Ja sam ih pitao.
What were you thinking about?
Pitao sam tog baktu, pa o čemu si razmišljao?
How dumb can you be?
Koliko glup možeš biti?
You just destroyed a couple thousand dollars.
Nekoliko tisuća dolara vrijednu kartu.
15 seconds.
U 50 sekundi.
By putting that ticket in the machine.
Stavljajući u fax, htijući je fotokopirati na taj način.
And he looked real dull and dumb.
Izgledao je vrlo onako čudno.
I got even more angry.
I blesavo.
Because he couldn't explain himself. He didn't.
I nije,
you know,
nije
he was just shocked also.
Objasniti, I bio je totalno
and he just stood there looking at the ticket.
I gledao u kartu I,
and I got more angry.
A ja sam se još više naljutio.
Then I pulled the ticket out of his hand
I onda sam
and it crumbled
kartu,
more.
I onda sam još više, totalno srušio.
And I thought, oh my God.
Ja sam pomislio, oh Bože.
The devotees worked so hard
Bakti
to get that money to buy the ticket.
Da bi mi dali taj novac
and now,
kupe kartu.
It's a waste of the money.
I sada, taj
it's
novac
a waste of their devotional service to do
izgubljena
to purchase
this. Koja,
on top of it,
kupilo.
They expected me to come and to give all these
I
courses.
I don't even have a ticket. Da dam seminare, a nemam ni kartu.
And I'm thinking, what kind of secretary is this?
Kakav je ovo sekretar?
Maybe you were a big enemy of mine in last life.
Možda sam i u prošlom životu bio veliki neprijatelj.
So 5 minutes later, I had to go into, to give a class. And I didn't even feel like giving the class. I was so angry.
Nisam se uopće osjećao dobro da dam lekciju, ja sam toliko ljut.
But then,
ali onda,
I started thinking about
something. Sam počeo razmišljati o nečemu.
I thought about.
Mislio sam.
What if I
što bi bilo
had faxed the ticket?
Da sam ja provukao kroz fax tu kartu i napravio istu grešku.
And I realized,
I shvatio sam,
if I had made that mistake,
da sam ja pogriješio,
instead of being angry,
umjesto da sam
I would
bio
be sad.
Ljud, bio bi tužan.
If I did it myself,
da
I'd be
sam
disappointed.
Ja to učinio, bio bi
but I wouldn't be angry.
Ali ne bi bio ljud.
I would feel sad that I made a mistake.
Tužno da sam napravio grešku.
So then I was thinking,
i onda sam razmišljao,
so a mistake was made.
Dakle, na, greška je učinjena.
So why am I not just
stoga,
sad? Why am I angry
ja
at him?
Nisam tužan, već ljud na tu osobu.
He was trying
na kraju krajeva, on je pokušavao učiniti, dati sve od sebe.
Seeing that the travel agent would get the ticket.
Da ta agencija dobije kartu, ali umjesto toga,
he just naively
jednostavno je naivno pogriješio.
So if I made the mistake,
da sam ja napravio tu grešku sam,
to someone else, I would want them not to be angry at me.
Ja
or if I made it and I'm in charge, I would simply have been sad. That I goofed.
A da sam ja glavni, onda
I wouldn't
bi
have been angry in that
tužan da sam krivo
so I realized,
učinio i ne bi bio ljut na
why should I be angry?
Mislio sam zašto da budem ljut, pogriješio je.
Now I should be thinking better.
Sada bi trebao bolje misliti, možda postoji neki način kako riješiti to
i koristiti tu energiju
da vidimo što učiniti dalje umjesto
so
da budemo ljuti.
An experience that I
to je dakle bilo iskustvo koje sam imao.
Think about it in a different way.
Dok sam imao priliku da razmislim na drugi
no
način i shvatio sam da nema razloga biti
but
ljud,
I be
već bi trebali biti razočarani i iskoristiti tu energiju kako popraviti tu situaciju, kako da nešto učiniti, umjesto da budem toliko frustriran ili obuzan
intenzitetom
ljutnje koja neće pomoći situaciji ni meni. A sada
to your partner for da razgovarate one minute or two
jedno ili dvije minute,
and just share
a time
that you distinctly remember. It may have been recent, it may have been a while back,
može biti
but
davno,
that you were very
nedavno,
angry.
Ali glavno
now you may still be angry at that person,
možda se
you may have resolved it or you may have not, it doesn't matter.
Riješili, možda niste,
but you just share this time that
was
very disturbing, very classical time that you lost it.
That
you were angry. Okay? So everybody should participate. You
should
share with someone and then they share with you.
And
now, if you are a person who has never experienced any intense anger, then I want you to come up here and you give the class and I will set your feet
and I'll be shaking you
because you are a very special person. Okay, so everybody, for 1 minute, you share an experience,
dakle,
then they share experience
jedno,
with you.
Dakle, jednu minutu imate da podijelite to iskustvo.
Okay, you have 1 minute more. The other person share if you haven't shared.
Evo, imate još jednu minutu, pa će jedna druga osoba podijeliti, pa neka druga osoba podijeli svoje iskustvo, ako to još nije učinila.
Arrivo! Okay.
Dobro.
Hare Krishna. Okay, so we just wanted you to reflect on an experience where you lost it.
Kad ste jednostavno izgubili kontrolu nad sobom.
Or you became angry.
Ili ste postali ljuti.
And of course, in some cases you may have resolved it.
Može se to riješiti.
Other cases, the anger may still be there.
But just for you to look a little closer at an experience. U vama, ali htjeli smo da samo proučimo to iskustvo.
Anyway, we've had many experiences.
Imali smo mnoga iskustva.
Where we find ourselves getting disturbed.
U kojima smo se našli uznemirenima.
What I want to do now,
ono što sada želim učiniti,
as you look at that experience that you shared,
to iskustvo koje ste podijelili,
I want to make a list
of
what things
stvari
you find
koje
makes you most angry. If you have to look at the number one or two things
najljučima
that makes you angry, I want you to choose the topmost kind of thing that is more prone to make you angry.
Čini ljutom.
We want to make a list of some of
želimo
these.
Napraviti listu okay? Tih stvari. Znači, stvar koja vas čini najljučima.
Okay.
Napravit ćemo
okay, so
listu.
Now, this is personal.
to je osobna stvar, vi podijelite to s nama.
Prva makes you angry.
Znači, glavna stvar koja vas čini ljutim, okay? Molim vas, podijelite
yes,
to
first.
S nama. Evo prva osoba.
When people ignore,
kada me ljudi ignoriraju.
When people ignore me. Okay?
Kada stvari
do not go
ne idu
our
na
way.
Način kako mi želimo.
Okay. He's writing when people
kad ljudi
do not meet
ne,
our expectations.
Ne žive po našim očekivanjima.
Okay. When
kada moje
urbane
želje nisu zadovoljene,
satisfied.
Onda me nešto drugo naljuti, ali u stvari uzrok je onaj izvorni.
Selfishness.
Sebičnost. Nesuradnja.
When others do not cooperate. Okay.
Public humiliation.
When we are betrayed.
Kad smo izdani.
Now think in your own case. What?
Razmislite u vlastitom
slučaju. Number one thing.
Prva stvar.
That really makes you angry.
Koja vas stvarno čini.
Okay. Betrayal. Hypocrisy.
Znači izdaja. Hipokrizija, licemjerje
okay.
Znači.
Yes. Okay.
Kad ne možemo promijeniti neke stvari.
When we cannot change things.
Public humiliation also.
Public humiliation.
Javno poniženje.
Okay. Again.
Laziness.
Laziness. When someone else is lazy?
Kad je okay. Neko drugi ljen? Naravno.
Someone is lying?
Laž. Laži.
Okay. Someone.
Kad je netko space out?
Space, someone else is spaced out. Okay.
Neko drugi.
He's a perfectionist. Someone
on je
else
perfekcionista.
Is space out.
Neko drugi je space out. Neko drugi je right. Malo nakleluja u umu. Ne koncentrira se.
I hope you don't get too angry at me because I space out a lot.
Naravno, nadam se da se nećeš naljutiti na mene jer ja često spaceiram.
Yes.
Okay. Kad ljudi sumnjaju u moje
when
sposobnosti.
When people doubt one's worth. Okay, in the back, yes.
Digni ruku.
Yes.
When the person rejects to speak about the problem.
Okay. When people are in denial.
Kad ljudi, ono, totalno nas odbacuju. Dignite ruku, pa kad vas on prozove. Nepravilno ponašanje druge osobe.
Bad behavior. Okay, we got room for maybe one
evo,
more.
Imamo još mjesta za još jedno. Kad se osoba ne drži dogovora.
Okay.
To deal.
In up on the same sheet. And that's space by 5 and 6, let's put a few more.
Stick to the deal.
Is it stick to the deal?
When a person... Yeah,
kad se ne drži dogovora.
Yeah.
Stick.
Okay. She's poetic. Person is not consistent. Okay, let's by 5 and 6.
Ona je poetična, pa je malo kao
okay.
Rimu neku
we'll do three more.
Evo još tri.
Yes.
Unnecessary okay. Diplomacy.
Unnecessary diplomacy.
Okay. Like superficial dealings.
Okay, that we have already. Hypocrisy.
Superficiality.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Kad neko meni govori da sam u krivu.
When someone criticizes.
Kad me neko kritizira.
Okay. Yes. Mabu.
Kad netko pati zbog gluposti.
Someone is stupid and suffering.
Kad je neko glupi pati zbog toga. Čovjek.
Okay. Okay, so we have 20.
Imamo 20 razloga. koje, naj, naj, najgorih stvari koje nas čini ljutima.
Is this working also?
Da li ovaj mikrofon radi?
Can we turn this one on? Okay. Make this one work. Okay. Okay, so
dakle,
we see this list here.
Evo ove liste.
Let's just go over it once more. One.
Prođimo još jednom.
When people ignore me.
Kada me ljudi ignoriraju, jedan.
Well, first let me mention something.
A,
now, we have this list of 20
pričam prvo. Imamo popis
different
20
things
različitih stvari.
That in our room here,
a u našoj
sobi, these are some of the main areas
glavnih područja
where people make us angry.
Na kojim nas ljudi ljute.
Now, I would like to find out
htio bi pronaći
of these 20, what are the top
razloga,
three?
Koja su najveća tri
okay
razloga. Glavna tri razloga.
So,
izabrat ćemo tri, znači.
When we look at all of these,
kada pogledamo sve te
razloge,
molim vas izaberite jedan od njih koji vam je naj
over the others is more pertinent in your own case.
Koji je u vašem vlastitom slučaju,
I'm going to go from 1 to 20.
Slučaju prevladava na
drugima. I'm going to ask you if this is something that's very bothering for you also,
I pitat ću vas da li vas to smeta. Ta stvar smeta i molim vas dignite ruku, želimo vidjeti koje su od sva tri od ovih 20 najčešće tri razloga s kojima imate problema.
So the first one,
dakle prvi razlog,
if you are really bothered when people ignore you,
smeta kada vas ljudi ignoriraju, dignite ruku.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. If this is a very powerful one for you, people ignore you, become
moćno, ljudi vas ignoriraju i vi postanete
okay
ljuti, ako vas to doista smeta.
When things do not go your
kada
way,
stvari ne idu kako vi želite.
34. When people do
kada
not meet
ljudi
your
ne žive po vašim očekivanjima, onako kako vi očekujete
people
od njih.
Meet your expectations. One, two,
znači
three.
Razočarate se u ljude.
Okay. 4, 5. Okay, 6. When your desires
kada
are not satisfied.
Vaše želje nisu zadovoljene.
Okay. One. A little girl here, she's put a hand
evo
on her
djevojka, mala, duža.
Yes, Maharaj, that's the one that
da,
bothers
Michael,
me.
To je ono što me smeta.
All of these adults,
to
they don't know how
razlik
to satisfy my desires. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Any outside? 15. Okay, 16. When desires are not satisfied,
kada želje nisu zadovoljene.
Selfishness. We assume when somebody else is
kada
selfish.
Netko drugi
when someone
sebičan
else is selfish, that bothers
kada netko drugi sebičan, da li vas
one,
to smeta?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 21, 22, 23, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 37, 38. When someone is
nedostatak
non
suradnje,
this is kind of general.
Kada netko ne surađuje, ne želi surađivati.
Non cooperating. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 13. Okay. Betrayal. When someone
izdaja
betrays
neko
you.
Vas izda.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Betrayal. 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. Okay. Hypocrisy.
Hipokrizija. Znači
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Netko ne govori ono što misli, nego se pretvara.
When we cannot change things.
Kada ne možemo promijeniti tijek stvari.
When there's a problem and we cannot change things.
Postoji neki problem, ne možemo ništa promijeniti.
Public humiliation.
Javno poniženje.
Somebody makes you look foolish.
Neko vas učini da izgledate blesavo.
5, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, Okay. When someone else
kada je netko drugi
is lazy.
Lijen.
So some of you raise your hand on every single one.
Netko diže ruku na svaku.
Okay. When someone lies.
Kad netko laže.
Okay. Some of you are really angry a whole lot.
Neki od nas su stvarno ljudi cijeli život.
When someone else spaces out.
Kad je netko drugi nepažljiv, kad spacira.
Someone else spaces out. Okay, 11. People doubt
kad ljudi sumnjaju u vašu sposobnost,
your capacity,
vašu vrijednost.
People have low self-esteem toward you or low feelings toward you.
Znači ne poštuju vas dovoljno.
Ljudi. 7, 8, okay. When people are in denial.
Kad ljudi poriču nešto, ne žele.
Okay. When somebody else has bad behavior.
Kad se neko drugi loše ponaša.
Okay. Okay. Makes you angry. When a person does not stick to the deal. When someone is not
ne drži dogovora.
Consistent.
Kad nije postojan.
Okay. They make a promise, they break the promise.
Znači, obeća nešto i to ne ispuni.
Okay. Unnecessary diplomacy.
Nepotrebna diplomacija. Nepotrebno korištenje diplomacije.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay. When someone criticizes you.
Kad netko vas kritizira.
Okay. Somebody criticizes you. There's a main anger, huh?
To je.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. Okay, last one.
Someone is stupid. Toga pati.
Oh, someone is suffering and they're stupid.
Ili ako netko pati, a glupi.
Okay, only two. Raise your hand high. Someone is suffering
ruku.
You and you think they're stupid.
Ako netko pati, a vi mislite da je glup.
All right. Is that it?
Ne, nije to. Oni pate zbog vlastite gluposti.
They're suffering out of stupidity.
Aha, pate zbog gluposti.
He has compassion after all.
Dakle, ipak je samilostan.
They're suffering out of stupidity. It's out
pate
of
zbog gluposti vlastite.
Okay. 2, 3, okay. Okay, so let's see where our three
dakle, vidimo
koje
su tri glavna razloga. Pogledajmo.
Selfish, number 5. Okay, first one.
Prvi je
selfishness. And then betrayal.
Onda izdaja.
Then we got a tie, I think.
I onda imamo izjednačenje kod toga da broja 2, kada stvari ne idu po našem. I kad se osoba ne drži dogovora.
Main areas.
Znači tri glavna područja na kojima smo najviše ljuti. Kada se opozima gnjev, dakle, broj jedan je sebičnost, nečija tuđa sebičnost. Broj dva je tuđa izdaja. Broj tri je kada stvari ne idu po našem, kako smo mi zamislili.
Okay. Now, we're gonna visit these
i
maybe two
tima
different
ćemo
times
se vraćati
in our sessions.
još možda dva puta u našim, na našim
sastancima.
Posebno ćemo obratiti pažnju na ta tri razloga. Kada stvari ne idu po našem, kad je netko drugi sebičan i kada smo izdani.
Now I'd like you to just think of only these three right now.
Da samo razmislite o ta tri sada.
And so for the next 10 minutes,
sljedećih 10 minuta,
we want some of you,
želimo da neki od vas,
who have had a problem in these, in one of these areas,
koji su imali problema na jednom od ovih područja,
but has found some way how to deal with it in a Christian conscious way,
ali našli su način kako da se tim nose na način svjestan Krišne,
to share how you are finding a way how to deal with this Krishna consciousness.
S nama tu svoju realizaciju, kako izaći iz tog osjećaja svjestan Krišne.
When someone else is selfish,
jedan od ta tri, kad je netko drugi sebičan,
you are finding a way how to deal with this in a Krishna conscious way.
I vi ste pronašli način kako se time nositi na način svjestan Krišne, kada vas netko izda,
a way that you are dealing with this in a Krishna conscious way.
Kako se time nositi na način svjestan Krišne?
Or an experience the way you dealt with this in a Krishna conscious way.
Ili kako ste se već s tim susreli na, na način svjestan Krišne? Ili kada stvari nisu krenule onako kako ste htjeli, molim vas podijelite s nama kako ste se time nosili na način svjestan Krišne.
Is first,
prvo,
to share
vas,
your experience
podijelite vaše iskustvo sa svima nama.
So so many of us who have the same problem,
a mnogi od
we can
nas,
learn from you
kako bi mnogi od nas koji imaju isti problem naučili od vas kako ste se s time nosili na jedan zdrav način.
Maybe you haven't done it all the time
možda,
in a Krishna conscious way.
Možda niste svaki
maybe
puta uspjeli
have,
to pobijediti na način svjestan Krišne, ali barem nekad
like
ste to uspjeli, barem
when
u jednom trenutku ili
you,
kada
three,
ste se sreli sa, ti, sa jednim od tih problema
anger,
i umjesto da budete ljuti, vi ste se time nosili na način svjestan
Krišne.
I mi ćemo iz toga naučiti, a vi ćete također naučiti, jer ponekad
you may have failed
možda niste uspjeli
areas
na tim područjima.
It becomes easier to be successful.
Postaje lakše biti uspješan kada shvatimo da je moguće i kada shvatimo da smo već dostigli nešto u prošlosti.
Just like
baš kao
if you are afraid,
ako se bojite,
you know, to do bhajan,
raditi bhajane.
Last month,
ali prošlog mjeseca,
you were called up
su vas prozvali i napravili
so
ste to, vodili ste bađane. Sada se bojite, ali sjećate se.
Month,
ali prošlog mjeseca sam uspio.
Dakle,
to nije toliko teško.
Sometimes
mogu ponovo uspjeti. Ponekad se posjećamo uspješnih iskustava postignuća i to nam pomaže postići više i više redovito u budućnosti. Pogledamo znači ova tri slučaja kada smo bili uspješni na tim poljima. Netko vas je izdao, ali niste postali ljuti, niste zadržali gnjev, već ste to riješili na način svjestan Krišne. Netko je bio vrlo sebičan prema vama u odnosu s vama, znači, ali vi ste to pogledali ili provarili u stvari na način svjestan Krišne. Kada ponekad stvari idu na vaš na način kako
angry,
ste htjeli, ali ponekad ne i tada, tada postanete ljuti,
okay? So
ali ste ponekad sposobni nositi se tim na način svjestan Krišne. U sljedećih 10 minuta bih htjeli da neki od vas dođe i podijeli neke od iskustava. Izaberite jedno područje, znači samo jedno od ova tri područja i podijelite što vam se dogodi
just make it
na tom području,
so
a da ste uspjeli to riješiti na način svjestan
like
Krišne. I pokušajte da bude kratko kako bi mogli više toga saznati, više osoba bi mogle govoriti.
Hare Krishna. So,
dakle,
I had a bad experience
malo sam loše iskustvo
somebody,
da,
netko, didn't keep his promise,
da netko nije održao svoje obećanje.
About the very important issue in our temple.
So one of our leaders,
actually, they put together a vision how the temple education should go on.
And
I got that time very attached to that plan.
So,
And because due to circumstances or other factors, the plan has been completely changed.
This
person somehow failed to stick to the plan.
This
really, I really suffered because of this. I was also angry in the beginning.
Ja sam bio jako ljut zbog toga.
But then I learned somehow to take some things more in my hands, to become more independent,
and not
to trust
everything so
blindly, so
slijep način.
To be more careful for the next time, and to learn to be more independent. I tried my best to transform this anger in this way that actually all of us have some mistakes,
and
this person was doing his best according to his abilities. Thank you much.
Vaishnava
the Gorgi.
So we see in this case, he allowed himself to try to see it differently. Sometimes we become angry because we're thinking that someone must act in a certain way according to our idea. If we don't fit into that, then we become very disturbed. But he was able to look at it in an additional perspective, in considering that it didn't have to just happen the way that he thought that it had to,
se to nije moralo dogoditi na način na koji je on zamislio i nije bio toliko
uznemiren.
Netko drugi, izaberite jednu od te tri kategorije, imali ste iskustvo na tom području i mogli ste to riješiti i proći kroz to na način svjestan Krišne.
Who's next?
Ko je sljedeći?
Yes, pass behind you. Which area are you addressing?
Koje područje želite?
About betrayal.
Okay. Izdaji.
So he's going to address betrayal.
Dakle, on će govoriti o izdaji.
It happened on my work. One colleague of mine, she's a girl of about approximately 22 years old, and she suffers from borderline syndrome. This means that one day she's very sweet to me, and the other day she's very mean to me.
Sindrom,
so now I've learned not to get emotionally involved with her. So I try not to become very sweet to her. I don't try to talk to her very much. So the solution in my case is I have to acknowledge my limits. I cannot solve the problem, therefore I should not get involved with it.
Okay. On je pokušao se nekako nositi s tim problemom na način da se emocionalno uplitao u to, ali poslije je shvatio da jednostavno ne može ništa riješiti s tom osobom i da onda se ne treba uplitati.
So, do we understand that? So, here's a case, somebody who has a mental disturbance.
To je slučaj kad je neko mentalno uznemiren.
Borderline,
neki ljudi imaju granicu depresije, graničnu depresiju.
Sometimes they can be very friendly,
neki ljudi mogu
very
biti
kind, very compassionate. Other times they can act like a totally different
person. U drugom slučaju se ponašaju kao potpuno druga osoba, potpuno se promijeni raspoloženje. Ako smo sreli takve ljude, možemo također se mijenjati kako se oni mijenjaju, ili možemo shvatiti ta osoba ima vlastite probleme,
and we try to see it as their problem,
a mi to pokušamo vidjeti kao njihov problem ili njihovu bolest ili njihove greške.
With compassion.
Ali to trebamo gledati sa samilošću.
So if someone is acting
dakle,
in some harsh way toward us,
način,
we also can act harshly.
Mi također se možemo ponašati grubo prema njemu ili možemo pokušati vidjeti tu situaciju na drugi način.
Not to get so involved,
ili se ne toliko uplitati s onim što će ne se toliko uplitati i onda nećemo previše reagirati na to. Ponekad smo ljuti jer smo previše emocionalno upleteni. Ponekad postajemo ljuti jer osjećamo da naše potrebe nisu zadovoljene ili da se nešto nije dogodilo na način na koji smo mi mislili. Ne znači da trebamo prihvatiti situaciju, već kako smo čitali u smislu da ljutnja je povezana sa gunom strasti, lažnim egom i požudom. I Prabhupada je govorio da ne možemo napredovati kada su te stvari predominantne u našoj svjesnosti. Postoji vrijeme kada smo doista razočarani, ali ako previše reagiramo na to, onda možemo štetiti svom vlastitom životu. Znači ovdje ću stati.
Bhaktivikas Maharaj will have his class in 5 minutes. But I just want to summarize
what
we discussed so far today. But I want to give you a homework assignment first. Your homework assignment is a very interesting assignment. I want you to think of a time when you became angry with your
guru.
Okay. So you can reflect on that.
We're gonna
start off with that type of discussion tomorrow, okay?
Pa ćemo sutra razgovarati o tome.
Remember, in this course,
sjetite se,
we are discussing,
we're participating.
We're honestly trying to see how to grow.
Iskreno pokušavamo vidjeti problem.
We are going to see how to transform anger
kako transformirati ljutnju
into love.
U ljubav.
So let me just summarize
what we've discussed so far. Bring me the microphone. Molim vas, mikrofon.
So far,
dakle,
in our discussion today,
u našoj današnjoj diskusiji,
we mentioned that we're going to look at the 6 or 7 enemies of the mind. And we said all of these enemies, like somebody waiting to stop you, to destroy you, to attack you. You have an important place to go.
Imate neko važno mjesto gdje želite ići, na primjer duhovni svijet, i postoje ti posebni neprijatelji koji gledaju kako se upusti i ako je moguće u potpunosti vas uništiti.
Dakle,
na ovom tečaju gledamo jedan glavni neprijatelj, jedan veliki neprijatelj, jednog velikog neprijatelja, a to je ljutnja. Najbolji način učenja je diskusija, sudjelovanje i poučavanje.
That aspects of anger is that sometimes
da
we are not aware
nismo svjesni
of how much we are having a problem of anger.
Toga koliki problem ljutnje imamo,
and we hold it in.
I držimo to u sebi.
Some of the things that manifest when we hold anger in is that if we are the kind of person who holds grudges, we may think we don't have an anger problem, but we definitely do.
Ako držimo neku neugodnu, da nemamo problem ljutnje, ali ga u stvari imamo.
In many cases, where we can just forgive, or we can be free of anger toward a person or situation,
ako se možemo osloboditi ljutnje ili poprositi nekome, ponekad će se i naše bolesti će se smanjiti. Često ako ne cijenimo vajšnave, ne moramo se mi slagati uvijek sa svakim,
ali
ako dođe do točke kada ga vidimo da on uopće nije vajšnava ili da ga ne možemo cijeniti, onda je to ljutnja koja se zadržava unutra i vrlo je opasna. Pogledali
what
smo na vrijeme kada osjećamo ljutnju,
so
što
see,
se zbiva.
Angry,
možete vidjeti da ima puno negativnih stvari koje se događaju. Želimo uništiti stvari. Ponekad ne samo da želite, nego možete i stvarno nešto učiniti. Bacite stolice, lomite prozore, tanjure. Želimo se osvetiti.
To hurt someone else, to bring them down.
Znači nekog povrijediti, ponos, želimo vladati, osjećamo se bez moći, frustrirani, želimo kriviti druge, nepravda.
In other words, this is a list of all kinds of negative emotions
negativnih osjećaja
that we feel
koje osjećamo kada
the anger
se ne možemo nositi s ljutnjom koja dolazi iz okoline ili od
nekoga. That we want to be free of these.
Da želimo biti slobodni
od tih.
To su sve partneri.
That are associated with anger.
Then we have ljutnje. Onda
when you see someone else
imamo, kad vidite
angry,
da je netko, da drugi
what
ljut,
do you feel?
Što osjećamo?
So, some,
neko
you feel compassion toward that
osjeća
person?
Samilost prema toj osobi. Drugi
you feel
se
that person looks very stupid
da je ta
and funny?
Osoba glupa i
you feel disturbed,
smiješna.
Hurt,
uznemireno, povrijeđeno, izdano, želite mi reći se smire, ljuti ste, nemate ljubavi prema toj osobi. Aha, ne, primjećujete da ta osoba nema dovoljno ljubavi, osjećate se da želite pobjeći, glupo, nervozno i uplašeno. Kada smo mi ljuti, mnoge negativne stvari osjećamo u sebi, a kad vidimo neko drugo koji je ljut, također imamo toliko puno negativnih osjećaja. Stvari koje nas čine najljućima kad nas ljudi ignoriraju. Imamo tu veliku listu. Kada nas ljudi ignoriraju, dakle, to je bilo, dobilo je vrlo puno dobile puno glasova kada stvari ne idu po našem kako mi želimo, to je jedan od najvećih razloga. To pokazuje da mi želimo da se stvari događaju onako kako mi planiramo, a mnogo puta kada se to ne događa, to nas jako smeta, kada ljudi ne žive po našim očekivanjima, kada naše želje nisu zadovoljene, kada smo sebični, kad su oni sebični u stvari, kad ne žele surađivati, kad nas izdaju, kada je netko licemjer, kada ne možemo promijeniti stvari, kad nas netko javno ponizi, kad je netko ljen, kad laže, kada je nekoncentriran, kada sumnjaju u naš rad, kad poriču našu vrijednost, kad se loše ponašaju, kad se ne drže dogovora, kad nisu, kad su nepotrebno ni diplomate, kada nas netko kritizira ili kad pate zbog vlastite gluposti. Naš broj jedan razlog je tuđa sebičnost.
So what bothers our devotees
što
in this group
najviše uznemiruje naše bakte u ovoj sobi je kad je netko drugi sebičan.
What bothers us next,
a što sljedeća stvar je kad nas netko drugi izda.
The third one,
a treća stvar je kada stvari ne idu po našem, na naš način.
More about being disturbed when others do this to us. We should also reflect on what happens when we are the ones who do this.
Znači, razmišljati više o tome što se zbiva kada smo mi sebični, koliko to druge smeta, kada mi izdamo nekog nečije povjerenje. Znamo koliko to nas boli.
We can also consider
koliko smo mi ljuti kad se to dogodi. Možemo isto razmisliti što se zbiva kada drugi to dožive od nas. Što se događa kada mi učinimo nešto što ne ide na način na koji
drugi,
kada bi htjeli da se stvari događaju. Razmišljate o tome i doma ću zadati, ću izraditi i s njom ćemo sutra početi. Sutra ćemo čitati još neke stvari iz Bhagavatama, interaktivno, ali razmišljajte da ćemo pogledati
Anartha Nivritti nivo.
I jedna od velikih anarta krode, kada maknemo te anarte, ostaje naše prirodno i čista duša, svarupa, sađananda vigraha. Mi smo svi čisti na kraju u prirodi našoj izvornoj, ali smo prekriveni gunama materijalne prirode koje se manifestiraju na razne načine. Dakle, kad ih razotkrijemo ono što je ostalo, ono što ostaje je čistoća, želimo ubrzati to razotkrivanje da ostane samo čista
svjesnost. Vaishnava Gaur ki jai.